Hello, S Liberty. This is Julie. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. Today I'm here with Camille Irvin for this segment of Academic Affairs in the Passionately Vocal series. Camille is the housing area manager as well as a College 101 professor here at West Liberty. Hi, Camille.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
What's your favorite part of being the housing area manager?
I'd have to say my favorite part is getting to work with the students. As an area manager, I oversee all of the RAs, and right now we have 51 RAs on campus, so that's a lot. But I have a lot of unique relationships with them. Something unique about my job is that I actually have to live inside the residence halls. So I specifically oversee the 10 RAs that live in Christ, and so I am exceptionally closer to them. But it is hands down like the best part of the job is getting to know them, getting to be a part of their college experience, and then kind of mentoring them through their experience.
How did you become such a big part of housing and student life on campus?
So I'm actually an alumni of West Liberty, and when I was a student here, I was an RA for my first 3 years, and then I gradually became a hall director my last 2 years here, or year and a half here, I should say. So my degree's in education. I had no intention of coming back to West Liberty to work professionally, at least not as a area coordinator. But I got a call from my old boss, Marcella Snyder, and she said she had a position open and she asked if I'd be interested in it. And I came, I applied, and I took it, and here I am 6 years later.
Oh, what's it like living on campus as a professor as opposed to other professors that don't live on campus?
Yeah. It's unique. It's definitely, I think I take some of my students back, like when I walk out of my apartment and they're like, Camille, you live here? And I'm like, yes, me, my husband, and my dog live here. So it definitely has its pros, and absolutely has its cons. I mean, it even has its pros and cons when you're a student that's living there too. So I think as a professional staff member and just as somebody who's married, it's definitely unique and different, but like you work it out and it's okay.
Is it weird having new people move into your building every year?
Yes. Some people get like, I get very acclimated to them. We have people like, specifically, I live in Christ, but we have people that hang out in the Christ lobby all the time. So like they become, it's like part of my ritual to like say hello to them because they're sitting in the lobby every day. But I also, part of me actually thinks it's weirder for the people moving in. They're like, wait, an adult lives here with her husband and a dog? Like, who is this lady? So I actually think it's weirder for them. I've just grown accustomed to it. And so it's like my new norm.
What's the craziest thing that's ever happened since you live here?
The craziest thing. Do you want funny? I can tell you a couple stories.
Yeah, a couple.
Okay, a couple. Okay. So one of the funniest things I think of when I think of like something that's happened to me is I had an RA. His name was Trevor Piccone. I loved him. We had a great relationship. And he lived right next door to me. So the RA's room is right next to mine. And he bought a cat piano because he would come outside my bedroom door and just like yell my name. He thought it was so funny. But one time he bought a cat piano and each key on this cat piano was a different meow. So he would sit outside of my bedroom door and just play songs all day until I would get annoyed, or like if he knew I was trying to go to bed, he would just sit there and play songs. And I was like, that doesn't happen to anybody else. Nobody else can say that story because, again, I live in a college dorm. So.
Yeah.
Another one is, it was my first semester as an RA. Might have even been my first couple of hours as an RA. It's freshman move-in. It's my first real time being an RA, and I have a girl come to me and she is stressed. And I was like, girl, we've lived here 2 hours. Like, what's up? And she was like, I need to sit down and talk to you. And I was like, well, I don't know if I'm ready for this. And she's talking to me and she's telling me about her roommate. And she actually asked me to come to her room. And as I went to her room, I opened the door and her roommate jumped out of her closet with a mask and hissed and like screamed at me. And I was like, I'm not made for this. I'm not. So that was my first taste of being an RA and working in housing. And I'm now here 11 years later. So clearly I liked it. And that wasn't the worst thing, but definitely one of like my most memorable things that has happened.
You also teach College 101. What is that class for?
So College 101 is like a stepping stone for our freshman students. So it's just kind of a class to kind of get them acclimated, get them familiar with our online platforms, what we have to offer on campus, how they can get involved. Just kind of there to be that stepping stone for the freshman students, as well as to provide the freshmen a liaison to get them connected to campus. So example, like for my class, I work with housing. I do a lot with student life. So I'm constantly encouraging them to get out to programs and whatnot, which I think my affiliation with those outside groups obviously makes the difference in that. Like, because I'm going to those, I also hope to see like my students there as well. So I think that's something that's super that's beneficial on my side, that I get to offer those kind of outside activities to my class.
Have you always been a professor since you've worked here?
So I started here in April of 2018. So when I got here, College 101's not offered in the spring semester. But since that fall, it's only offered in the fall. So fall of 2018 would be my first fall semester here professionally. And yes, I've taught every semester. So 5 semesters. Yeah.
What's the hardest part about teaching that class?
I think it's hard to kind of, not necessarily call it a class, but it's not your typical class. And I think that's really hard for students to sometimes comprehend, like that it's more of a like widespread kind of creative thinking type of class, where I want you guys to really figure out like who you are in that class. And it's not a typical come to class, we take notes, you take a test, it goes on and on. My goal as a professor is to really expand on your guys' freshman experience so far. I only have those 4 short months with you all, and I want to make sure that in those 4 short months, I've showed you all that I could show you. So when you are done with my class, you feel comfortable on campus, you feel acclimated. So my goal is to really just make sure that you all feel comfortable in it.
Thanks, Camille. We'll be back after this break to talk about Camille's trips to Disney World. You're listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. Hit music just keeps bubbling up on 91.5. Keep listening for more jams to pop up on WGLZ West Liberty. Hello, West Liberty. This is Jolie. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. I'm back with West Liberty housing manager and avid Disney World enjoyer, Camille Irvin. Hi, Camille.
Hi, Jolie.
How often do you visit Disney World?
So I would say, as a kid, I only probably actually went like twice. And then my junior year here, I went on spring break. And since then, which was like 2013, 14, since then, I have gone at least once a year.
What's the difference between Disneyland and Disney World? Because I know you haven't visited Disneyland.
Yeah, I actually have a trip to Disneyland planned for March, so I'm super excited about that. But Disney World is actually in Florida, and it's created of 4 parks. It's Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot. Disneyland is in California, and it's created of 2 parks, which is one called Disneyland, or like their version of Magic Kingdom, and their other park is called California Adventure.
Do you fly a plane down to Disney World?
Oh yeah, I've always flown. I was like, I drove home once, but we've always flown. I'm a big Southwest girl, so.
How old were you when you first visited Disney World?
My first trip was in 2000 and I only remember that because my dance studio went. So we actually got to dance on Main Street and perform on Main Street. So that was super exciting. So I was only like 6 years old.
Have you ever been there on any holidays?
Yeah, I guess not on specific holidays, but my last trip, which was just like 2 months ago, I went during their Halloween time. So, and I attended their Halloween party. So that was super fun. So I got to like trick or treat and meet all the characters dressed in costumes.
Oh, what makes you like going there so much?
I don't know why I like just grew to have like such a passion for it, but it's, when I think of it, I think of like happy memories and like, I just, I have nothing bad associated with it. So, like, it's always been happy memories for me. I think of the people that I've gone with, and it's always been happy memories. Like I said, going at 6 years old and your first experience is dancing on Main Street, like, how is that not magical? So it's just always held, like, such a special place in my heart.
Do you go with the same people every time?
I don't. Now, I've gone with different people out of, like, I think I've gone probably 12 to 15 times now. And I've gone with different people just about every time. However, last year when I was supposed to bring my husband, he fell and broke his ankle. So I tapped in my friend Morgan, and I made her fall in love with Disney on that trip. And so this year, the trip we just went on like 2 months ago was for our birthdays. And she is just as much as a Disney girl as I am now. So I'm excited about that.
Do you ride rides there?
Yes, there is not a single ride in Disney that I have not rode yet.
What's your favorite one?
I would actually have to say it's one of their brand new rides. I would say it's like only a couple months old, but it's called Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. And it is a blast. It's an indoor roller coaster. It takes you backwards, frontwards, spins you around, all the things. It does not take you upside down. But it's actually affiliated, obviously, with the movie Guardians of the Galaxy. And Guardians of the Galaxy has some of the best soundtracks. And so one of, like, the most exciting things about the ride is that every time you ride the ride, they have a playlist of 6 songs, and you don't know what song you're going to get. So my goal is to obviously ride it 6 times and get 6 different songs. So far I've gotten 2 different songs. I've gotten September by Earth, Wind & Fire and I Ran, but I don't know who that's by. But it was exciting to experience 2 different songs for sure.
What tips would you give someone visiting Disney World that's never been there before? Because I've never been there before.
Okay, so shameless plug. I actually last week just became a Disney travel agent. So, one, I would tell you to use a Disney travel agent just because they're so knowledgeable. They can make you an itinerary from the day you step foot into Orlando Airport till the day you step back into Orlando Airport, just to make it like the best experience for you. But just the way Disney is now, kind of after COVID, you have to plan a lot of things. Like, your dining reservations come out 60 days in advance. When you go to book your resort stay, you're also booking what parks you're going to each day. So just a lot of planning goes into it. So if that's not something you're into, definitely, like, hire somebody or, like, use somebody else to, like, kind of help you, but definitely do your research. So it has changed so much, even in just like the last 5 years with Genie Plus, which is like a advanced ticket to get you on rides faster. Like I said, there's different dining promos, just the new dining plan came out. So, like, just a lot of different things, but definitely educate yourself and go with an open mind, because even if you make a schedule and you pin it down to the exact minute that you want to run from Guardians of the Galaxy to Living with the Land, it might not work out, and that's okay. But definitely just go with an open mind and know that you cannot do everything. Like,
how did you become a Disney travel agent?
I've always, like, kind of had the itch to do it just because I am so passionate about it, and I love planning things. So figured if I'm going to, and I've helped a couple other families plan. So I figured if I'm going to do this, I might as well get paid to do it. So one of my RAs, actually her mom owns a travel agent company, and I got connected with her, and she was looking for a Disney travel agent at the time. So I just signed on with her. I'm still very much so in the first steps of it, but I am having fun, and I've already booked a couple trips. So it's exciting.
So do you just book the trips, or do you make the plan as well as the people?
As much as they want me involved is as much as I'm willing to do. So my services, what I think I'm the best at is making the itinerary. So obviously I can book the trip for you. I will find you the best deal, the best promo, whatever's going on, to make at least step one the most of your trip. But I love making an itinerary. So I'll ask you, like, what meals are you, like, what dining reservations are you trying to get? Are there rides? Are there shows? Like, what do you absolutely want to do? And I'll put in a list. And obviously, there's always room to do more, or there's always room to do less. So making the plans and making the dining reservations, that's the stuff I love. So I really like doing that, but I don't have to. It's just kind of what everybody wants me to do.
Thanks, Camille. I hope some people visit Disney World with these tips. You're listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.